I don't know. You got me?
Oh, my gosh. I have just now seen who I'm interviewing.
No.
Oh my gosh, it's great! It's great. All right, well, we're gonna wait for. We're not gonna wait. Actually, we're not gonna wait. We're gonna be punk rock about this. We're gonna start the show. We want the show. All right, hey, this is Steve Martin. How? Welcome to We Want the Show, and I'm with a very, very close friend here that I've only met today, Mr. Mike. Mr. Mike, how are you this evening?
Can you hear me?
I can totally hear you, buddy. We can all hear you.
I'm sorry. But okay, cool. That's my humor.
I got it. Man, my gosh, buddy. Well, I've got a very close friend, Aaron, coming on here very soon when he gets the chance. But we're definitely going to go into a little bit of who, I guess, Mike is. Have you ever heard of We Want the Show before? First, I have to ask this.
This would be the second time I've heard of it. Third. I take it back. I lied. Third.
Third time. Today?
Yeah. No, twice. Twice today and once the other day.
God love you, man. All right. Just to let you know a little bit more about We Want the Show. Here we just want the show. We don't really care if this is chaos. And we just do interviews and pretty much that are just conversations about wonderful, funny things. And great things about, you know, each other. And I myself have very little to say, but I've heard you have a lot to say. Because you, now, I've heard that you know how to fix a Harley. The Harley Davidson, the king of the motorcycles in America.
Yeah, about that. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I know how to work on them. I went to school for it. Doesn't mean much, but.
Did you pay for the school at least?
Well, they wanted me to. I didn't. And I'm never going to fucking pay. Never.
Okay. All right. Well, did you at least get to work on a couple of Harley models?
Oh, yeah. Martin, I'm going to tell you right now, man, I am the absolutely worst filter. I just don't care to have one. So,
it's okay. It's okay. We Want the Show really doesn't condone cussing, but at the same time, if a person has zero filter, I am not a judge. I don't care less. If you do it, you do it.
Yeah, I'm not saying I like to cuss, even though I don't mind it. It just sometimes the fuck bombs come out.
The F bomb, ladies and gentlemen.
So do you not want me to cuss?
Oh my gosh, buddy, I want you to be yourself. This is We Want the Show. This is not We Want You to be pigeonholed into something you don't want to do.
Nah, we're cool. We're good. As long as I know I can ask a question without any restrictions, we're good.
You're going to be an amazing guest, I guarantee. Now, all right, so here we go. So you've worked on some Harley models. Can you name some Harley models that you've worked on?
Oh, God, dude.
Name the most expensive ones, if you can.
I worked on a Screamin' Eagle. It was a Screamin' Eagle Road Glide, man. I think that thing right out stock showroom floor. I think it was something stupid like $50,000 or $60,000 motorcycle, and that's stock. That's right out of the box.
That's That's more than my freaking two both cards put together.
You want to hear something? You want some more? You want some crazy airwaves?
There we go.
You ready?
We want the show, buddy.
All right, man. I don't really give a fuck. So here, this is my life. I got a lot of cool, funny, fucked up stories, man. Other people won't dig it, but I do. So I was test riding that motorcycle, man. Actually, it was somebody else's motor. This wasn't a brand new one, but this was a. You know what? I take that back. It was a brand new, and nobody owned that motorcycle yet. Yeah, and
they let your ass on it.
Oh well, yeah. I got to test ride them, man. You know, I got to make sure that whoever paid is going to be safe. Well, basic long story short, man, I went and took that motorcycle and went and bought crack cocaine. And smoked crack right over there on the corner out in broad daylight on this fucking $60,000 golden motorcycle. And where was it? Was on the corner of New Circle Road and Paris
Pike.
Okay,
I got you. I do have to say, please don't say anything that would incriminate yourself, because I like you and I want to have you back.
Nah. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I don't think they can incriminate me for that.
It's cancer culture years, buddy. It's cancer culture years. They can incriminate you for something you did 30 years ago.
Well, bring it.
You are awesome. Man, you are like one of my favorite guests right now. I swear, I've had a lot of guests, but man, you are probably one of my favorite. You are making me laugh. I'm starting to get the pain in my tummy.
Cool,
I'm laughing,
man.
Too much.
I'll be honest, I got some wild fucking stories, man. I don't know how, man, but I'm way past 9 lives. I think I'm tapping on 12.
Yeah.
What, for real? I think I'm trying to see what 13 holds.
Well, I maybe you have 13 lives. I know all about 13.
I know you do, Bo.
That's the how do you know I know? Wait a minute. What are you talking about? How do you know I know about 13?
Well, if you, yeah, right.
There we go.
Oh, welcome to We Want the Show, my friend Aaron.
Yeah, sorry, that was giving me fits.
It was making you,
Aaron. I'm already throwing myself under the bus, man. So you should have known that's what I was. Good ratings. Throw me away.
Mike has been absolutely amazing.
Yeah, he's a good guy, man.
He is definitely, I guarantee you, like 20 years ago, he would be a guy that I would want, like, at a bike shop show in my corner.
We'll take that as an assent.
Yeah, I don't wrench on them anymore, man. But believe you me, if I want one, I can go get one. I know how to borrow.
When did you stop working on bikes, man? I mean, you did that for a while. When did you stop doing that?
Oh, dude, I stopped wrenching, man, back in like 2008.
Has it been that long? God, I'm out of touch.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm glad. Fuck Harley. Fuck Harley. Fuck Man of War. That's what I mean. But really, fuck Harley Davidson, man. They just, it's another company, and I get it. They're trying to feed their kids, and the owners trying to make their wives happy and horny. That's the name of the game.
Yeah.
You know what, man? No greedy ass motherfucker.
I mean, if you like a bike that, you know, constantly needs repairs and leaks oil everywhere, then, you know, it's your thing, you know, and you buy into the brand.
Well, you're talking about the old AMF models. That's a heroic story, but it's a really cool backstory.
Yeah.
Happened.
What are you doing now?
Drinking coffee, talking to you all, getting ready to fucking light the world up. Wednesday, dude, I go do my med management. I'm so fucking pumped. Sick.
Yeah, is that going to help?
Fuck yeah, it's going to help. I'm not going to be fantasizing about the rope and shit.
Yeah, anything that takes you a couple steps away from that is definitely a positive.
Yeah, I went and took the ladder away from the tree this morning. And I was like, well, that was stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey.
I'm right here. I'm listening to every freaking moment.
I don't know what to say. I mean, it ain't no fun. It is no fucking fun, man. I mean, you know, I've said it before, bipolar and anxiety. I mean, I could have like 100 men and women peeing on me, dude. And if I get depressed, it's just the worst idea in the world. But we all know that's what is awesome.
Are you saying that if you had 100 men and women peeing on you and you weren't depressed, you'd be okay with it?
Isn't that what we're all after?
All right, fair play, fair play.
I want to be part of the group too.
You are the leader of the group right now, buddy. You are the
we are fucked.
Well, you know, that's a relative term, but yes, that is to the extreme. I can understand cool. How you would say that.
Now we can actually tell somebody, hey, I got fucked tonight.
Yeah, I'm married, so I'm not in that group.
Well, you're a cheater. You had sex with two guys tonight. We all got fucked.
Oh my gosh, that is definitely going on there for We Want the Show. I had sex with two guys tonight. And so therefore we now you play drums, is this correct?
I know how to play. I'm not that great. I think because I was just such a maniac running around, I really didn't have the patience to sit and do what it took, you know, which is basically kind of like being responsible and holding down a job and being able to stay in one spot for a minute. I never had that kind of patience in my blood. I was hopping around from, if it wasn't from city to city, or girl to girl, man, it was definitely squat, you know, couch to couch. And
I remember you back in the day.
I understand that.
I remember you back in the day, Mike. Like, you played drums off and on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen anyone else do this, though, where you took your drum set and set it up on the corner of Maxwell Street.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Rose. And like just hauled your drums out there and just started playing them in public.
You know what's awesome about that is that me and Colin, who's a photographer now.
I remember Colin.
Yeah, wonderful guy. Old punk friend. Well, he lived up there on that corner right by that where I set up. That's why I set up there, because it was close. Well, there was like 10 of us squatting up in his apartment. And I didn't have no fucking money. And I was like, dude, I've got to do something. So I went over there. I played drums for about an hour, man. I think I made like 15, 20 bucks.
Yeah, you're the only person I've ever met who's busked with just a full-on drum kit.
Yeah. It's
pretty awesome.
that goes along with that joke, you know, what do you call a drummer without a girlfriend? Homeless. And that's what that was.
I'm sorry, that was fucking funny.
Kind of true.
Yeah.
That part.
I've heard that before. I've actually known drummers exactly like this.
Yeah.
So,
I know. Yeah. That joke ain't no accident. I know. I've been there, man. Yeah. And that's what sucks, because carrying them fucking pillows. They make for horrible pillows.
Yeah. Who? Drummers?
No, toms and snares.
Oh, toms.
Yeah, snares, man. Cymbals. Bad pillows.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. When I was a kid, my father had a Pearl, a blue Pearl, and it was an amazing drum set, and he used to play all the time. So I can understand why a drum set, drummer. I can understand how a drummer could be without a girlfriend at the time, because especially if your girlfriend lives in a apartment building.
Yeah, Yeah, that, you know, depends on how well you're good at the horizontal shuffle, man, to see how well.
The Matrix Mumbo.
So what do you,
depends on her weight, the truffle shuffle. Oh, no, Robin, I did not go there.
That was the Robin Pete and Banging Peggy to pay Paul kind of a thing back then, man.
Yeah.
I just needed a place to squat for a second.
Yeah.
But even
Robin
then,
Pete even, and even Peggy, when I got stable, Peggy,
even when I got a little stable,
in order to pay Paul, I wanted to make sure that was what you said.
What?
Robin Pete and Pegging Pelly. Pegging Peggy.
Something like that. Yeah, it's kind of like the same, you know, Robin Peter to pay Paul, but I just threw Peggy in there somewhere because I didn't get down with Paul.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you were good at the Mattress Mambo.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Therefore, they kept you at their place.
The Silk Sheet Shuffle.
The Silk Sheet Shuffle. what else have you done with your life? What else have you done with your life?
Yeah, Mike, you've been through it, man. What's been going on?
Shit. Well, with my mental illness, you all ask me, man. What do you ask me? Something specific?
Do you think that crack cocaine had anything to do with your mental illness?
I think my mental illness has something to do with more with crack cocaine.
Expand.
I had psych problems before I got into drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my experience, drug addiction usually comes from trauma, some traumatic event in your life. Mm-hmm. And then it might not even really be a traumatic thing. It might be a hereditary thing, you know? So it takes,
Which was it for you? The hereditary or the traumatic?
Actually, I think both.
you're just straight up from getting four queens there, buddy.
Yeah. I come from the ashes, baby. Believe it.
Well, I mean, you know, the thing about drug stuff, like, you know, it comes from trauma and stuff like that, but it feeds into itself. It's like a feedback loop. Like, once you get caught up in that, it perpetuates, you know, and you're not really, it makes it harder to escape, you know, because maybe I'm digressing here, but.
You're not. But, I think that's a true enough statement.
You know, it's like alcohol. You know, if you have a depression problem and you turn to alcohol, alcohol is a depressant, you know, and so you self-medicate with alcohol and it contributes to the depression. And so you never really address the core issue. You just get caught in this cycle of it, you know, and you never resolve whatever might be underneath it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe you just don't give a fuck.
Well, that's an effect of alcohol. It's not giving a fuck for sure. I mean, I've never done like hard drugs really. I've done coke a couple times, just like a handful, and it just wasn't my thing.
The handful is a lot, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good night.
Whether it's a good night or not, it's a long night.
That's a good lunch break there.
Yeah.
That's a good lunch break. Oh my gosh!
But
God love you.
I mean, what do you see? Where do you like? Or how to put this? Like, what do you see as the future? Like, where are you trying to take it? Are you trying to do things with it, or
with crack cocaine? Okay.
Like, No! I mean, like with your life.
Sorry, I'm out.
With your life.
What are you trying to do? That's a good question. What are you trying to do?
What am I trying to do today, man? I'll tell you what I'm trying to do today. Today, I got some fucking food stamps. I actually talked to someone, and that was miraculous. So my spirit's been lifted there.
Miraculous in that you were able to reach out to this bureaucracy, you mean?
Yeah, I talked to them, and she was actually highly empathetic and sympathetic. But
good. That's rare.
Yeah, very. And she told me about some of the things going on. But with that being said, I got food stamps. So I'll be able to actually put some sandwiches together, which is nice, or maybe even contribute to where the couch that I sleep on. Maybe I can buy whoever steaks. I'm a pimping homie.
Focus,
dude.
No. Focus on the sandwiches for yourself. Bologna or the one type of ham that's like cut in the square. You know, that like cheap ham. You
some
know,
some green pepper, some green vegetables. Put some pepper on
it. Put some pepper. Buy spices, because no matter what food you're eating, spices make it better.
Yeah, salt enhances and pepper changes.
I was homeless for 2 years, so I understand.
Man. Man. Yeah, Mike and I have known each other a long time, and you know, I don't mean to wax nostalgic here, but you remember living out on East High Street?
Hell yeah.
No, West High Street. Which was it?
That was West High.
West High, that's right. Yeah, you lived with Kevin for a while.
Kevin Palmgreen.
Yeah, and yeah, you all had a party house for a while, like right on the edge of like Davis Bottom, Irish Town.
Mm-hmm.
That place was crazy, man.
Yeah, we were fucked up there.
Yeah, we had shows. There were just punk rock shows all the time. It was disgusting. Like, you know, but it was awesome. It was a punk house, you know, and you know.
Do you remember what we did when we left that place?
I don't know if I was there for that. I remember going there to like help.
Remember what we talked about? Don't incriminate yourself.
Nah.
Well, I mean, I remember going there to like help clean up towards the end and like moving the couch, and the carpet was like this kind of like a.
Was it all glass?
Well, there was a lot of glass in the fireplace.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But it was like an amber color, and the carpet was, and we moved the couch. And underneath was like this perfect peach color where it hadn't been exposed to all the just nihilistic partying.
Yeah. No, that, everything else was black, but that one spot under the couch.
Yeah, it was like a perfect rectangle with pink carpet, peach pink carpet.
Yeah, no, but we never vacuumed that fucking dirt pit, man.
There wouldn't have been a point because, like I said, I was trying to help clean up, and I would touch it, and it would be like. It was like touching duct tape. Like my hand would stick to it.
Well, when we left that place, the last party we had, man, we had those cases of Old Mill. And,
Old Milwaukee, the beast.
Oh, yeah. And he would get those
40
stacks of those cases sitting up in the corner. And I don't know, one of us brainiacs had a bright idea to empty all the break all the bottles in the fucking fireplace. I don't know why, but it was
I would have to say crack cocaine was probably taking over at this point.
I don't think it was at that point. No, we were all just drunk then.
Yeah, we were.
I was definitely there for some bottle breaking in that fireplace, but I don't know if I was there for that specific incident.
Oh, I think it went on for a couple days.
Okay.
Diesel Pete's, buddy.
Yeah, we were having like punk rock shows and parties that are like a couple times a week. So I mean,
it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Were you there when those redneck guys from Irish Town showed up huffing paint?
Oh well, I remember them. I think they started beating up on Gerald, and I jumped in, and I got clocked, and I took one guy down, and we fell down the stairs. That's really all I remember from that.
See, yeah, I don't remember that. I just remember those guys showing up with like silver all around their mouths, like a beard, from the paint.
Oh no! No, I don't remember that. But
yeah, funny. Well, it was your apartment.
Oh, there. I wasn't always there. I mean, just because I was there doesn't mean I was really there. You know what I mean?
All right. So you're doing photography now, or you're trying to do photography?
Trying shit.
Totally switch gears.
What was this?
Like that's what you're wanting to do.
Okay. We're going to close soon. Want you back. Damn. What?
We 26 minutes is our kind of a show.
We're at 16. We're at 16 now.
Yeah, well, we want you back. Oh. That's the thing. We want you back. So we wanted to help with wrapping up, because I'm going to tell you right now, Aaron.
Yes,
I think when I talk to Jack later, Mike P.
Yeah, P E E.
That's how he let himself to be. Mike P E E is someone we definitely want back on the show. Would you agree?
Yeah, I feel like Joe Dirt. on the station.
Well, I mean, you are a dirty.
Dude,
you are
awesome.
There's
only so much we can put out. Because I mean, like, if we put everything out now, and this is totally being self-serving on this one, but if we put you all out now, we won't have anything to put out later.
Shit, are you crazy?
Yeah, I don't think there's a limit on material. Don't show the man behind the curtain.
I know. No, dude, I ain't even cracked the egg yet.
I know.
Crack the smeg. That didn't even make sense.
That people will listen later on.
Smeg.
We will, but I wanted to go ahead and say thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. Can you do some quick for me and say we want the show so we can put that in a thing for us?
Yeah, this is Mike P, and you're listening to We Want the Show.
Bam!
Boom!
Love it. Thank you, Mike. No, I'm serious. Thank you so much, buddy.
Yeah, and we'll need to follow up.
We'll get a hold of you after the show, and we'll talk a little bit more.
Yeah, we need to follow up some more.
So much.
Do this again.
Totally.
Thanks for coming on, Mike. For sure.
No, thank you, gentlemen. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too, man. Peace.
You have a great one, buddy.
All right.